Kansas is a hunting destination. Hunters from across the country fly in to take a shot at the state's deer, elk, and turkeys. But fewer Kansans are spending time in the field, endangering the state conservation funding that's fueled by the sales of hunting licenses. Stephen Basaha, the Kansas News Service, reports on how Kansas is working on a new plan to attract young hunters.
Justin Sadoff knows not everyone has a positive image of hunters.
Cunning gets portrayed as a bunch of bloodthirsty people out chasing down poor innocent animals, but I wouldn't be here today if all I was in it for was the thrill of the kill.
Sadoff says he hunts for the connection to the land and fellow hunters, plus an escape from a busy, screen-filled world. He's hoping to show a new generation of hunters that by leading a guided hunt in northern Kansas. Youth hunts like this are part of what got Sadoff hooked on hunting.
I actually took my first deer out here.
14-year-old Robert Goodall was brought on the dove hunt by his grandfather, Richard Funk.
Never shoot at the bird, always in front of it.
Yeah, oh, I have been.
You've been shooting behind them.
Dove hunts are supposed to be the exciting option for kids. Birds fly through quickly and often, leading to more shots. But Goodall seems more interested in picking seeds from a drooping sunflower.
How are you liking it so far?
Pretty boring.
He'd rather be playing football.
That's just because football is more fast and you're always doing something. Hunting, like dove hunting, is just, you're kind of just sitting there. But in football, you get to go hit people.
For decades, youth hunts have been the main way Kansas has tried to recruit new hunters. But that failed to stop the number of Kansas hunters from shrinking. Licenses and permits sold to Kansans have dropped 14% over the last 20 years. That money, about $28 million, fuels the state's conservation efforts. So far, out-of-state hunting licenses have made up for having fewer Kansas hunters. But 2019 started to see a drop in those out-of-state sales, threatening revenue. Basically, older hunters are putting down their rifles and younger hunters aren't picking them up.
We've got it kind of on both ends of that scale.
Tim Donjes is the head of the Kansas Quality Deer Management Association.
We're at that point where it's like, hey, the bells and whistles are going off. We've got a problem.
To change that, Kansas's wildlife department hired 23-year-old Tana Fansher last year. Her job is to create a plan to recruit new millennial, Gen Z, and women hunters.
You know, my dad and brothers hunted, and I didn't necessarily feel welcome to go out with them, even though they invited me.
She says one big barrier was the lack of representation of women. That's why she's putting together women-only hunting events run by women instructors. The other problem was the reason to go hunting. Kansas has relied on a pitch emphasizing the state's grand hunting heritage first and conservation second. John Ritchie with the conservation group Ducks Unlimited says that while he doesn't expect hunting to become as popular as football or soccer,
there is a deep tradition and heritage that follows hunting that would be the saddest thing if it were to disappear.
But Fansher says that traditionalist message doesn't work for everyone.
If I have an audience of a bunch of urban young women, and I say, hey, you know, your grandfather did this, and get out with grandpappy and go shoot some birds. You know, if it flies, it dies. That's not the right mentality for that group of women.
So she's flipping the message, putting conservation first. Fansher says millennials want to spend time and money on causes they value, like protecting the environment.
We're kind of the GoFundMe generation. We want to give our money to something that's important to us. And when we invest in a business, for example, we want to know that their values align with ours.
Kansas is also taking inspiration from other movements like Farm to Table. Field to Fork encourages Kansans to get some of their food from hunting for the same reasons they eat local.
Putting food on the table, knowing where it came from, knowing what it ate, knowing the life that it lived was full and wild and, you know, happy.
That eat local message is meant to appeal to the growing number of Kansans living in cities. And along with keeping tradition alive and conservation coffers filled, the state wants urban dwellers to spend a little less time in the city and more time connecting with the Kansas prairie. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life.